Yeah, I actually legitimately think we brought that up every episode.
It's been brought up
multiple times. That's one of those recurrent topics.
Yeah. Because I'm only two
fuck or three. Cry jeans.
Oh, yeah, no, we've got plenty of fucking shit talking to,
yeah.
There's a lot of shit. So,
I just have to go into the background, but what are we going to do this week about?
I have no idea. What happened?
One thing we did say was talk about Quorum a little bit, try to get more people out.
Quorum's dead.
Quorum 2.0.
Two different towns.
Stop trying to make Quorum happen.
That's right.
Quorum's not going to happen.
It's not going to be fetch anymore.
It really sucks that we weren't able to play last week.
2.0. Cousins.
Cal.
Someone had brought up the idea of like discussing know-it-alls.
Yeah, people who think they know everything.
And I mean, I can...
Yeah, he's one of them.
Well, you know.
It's all
right. Actually, we can verbally discuss Iron Horse now, right?
Yes, all Iron right. Horse can be discussed. It has been announced.
Can we verbally discuss Bang Bus?
Yes, that has right. officially so, been announced.
Those are our topics. Well, I'll launch us in.
Okay.
We'll go into know-it-alls, and then from there we'll flow into Bang Bus when we run out of topics.
Always about the Bang Bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
Bang Bros.
On that bombshell, this has been Airsoft. As usual, I'm Mike taking us in. To my left is Scuba.
What's your going right? on, y'all?
That's left. Your right.
Left.
That is your left. L makes the left.
Yeah, but it's my right.
Yeah, but it's his left.
You're right. He said mine.
No, it's my lowercase left.
Oh, it's your lowercase.
Shut up.
What's going on, everybody?
To the left of him is Dennis.
How's it going?
New to the show.
How's it going?
And might be a homosexual.
He's our special guest.
Not sure yet.
Fresh out of Orlando.
We might figure out.
It's still during that.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Beyond him is Doug.
Jesse Gaffin, if you're listening to this, you're a loser.
Oh,
we're just trying it in.
Already.
In.
I haven't eaten today. I'm bringing tall boys a Keystone. Yeah.
So I don't need no paper bag.
Yeah. To his left, my right is Dave.
Still not right.
Right where I need to be.
And,
oh, hey.
And to his left, my right, is
took you a second
Demo.
To realize that.
Yes.
That's how's it going, guys?
What are you
I second that. Jesse
Demo actually said words. Holy shit, that's the most he said on the whole podcast.
Because it just started.
You're right.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
So, the first thing we're going to get into tonight is something that a lot of us can probably rant about pretty well. We're going to get, like, people who are just fucking know-it-alls. Like, the guys who really believe that they truly fucking know everything.
Yes.
So my favorite
people?
We can name people. I'm gonna be vague.
Yeah, let's be
so,
a little vague.
But the thing I'm gonna launch right into is with
drop
fucking
names already.
Forum know it alls.
Of course.
You know, I'm a well experienced tech, an experienced player.
Well experienced forum know it all.
Yeah.
With 9.5 years.
I have more experience being a forum know-it-all than they have pretending to know information.
That's true. That is a true statement. So, accessible.
But, you know, like, someone will ask for help on, say, like, one of the Facebook groups or on a forum, and I'll be like, you need to check this, and this, and this, and if it's this, you need to do this. And someone will be like, well, no, you need to do this, that I've only heard people talking about that I've never actually done myself.
Yes.
Man.
Absolutely. Or people that go on a rant like the one that was put up in our GroupMe about some rant and rave about C-clamps and how it's the worst thing to do with your airsoft gun. And
as far
like
as
that.
A shooting grip?
As far as a shooting grip.
Oh, that was hysterical.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't see this.
Wait, go back,
go
and,
back
wait,
and scroll
in the has been?
Yes. Oh, in our group meeting.
It's not one of us that did it. It's a Facebook post from somebody.
A screenshot was posted about how the C-clamp is...
I'm doing it right now.
You're just going hard?
It was David Lai, our favorite Airsoft classified...
Asian with a hat? Asian with a hat?
Yep. I think he kind of looks like a pterodactyl a little bit.
That's
the kid with the fucked up hands, right?
No, that's Far Fontaine.
Well, in this case...
oh my god.
Another brick through the window. I mean,
that kid was actually affected by Agent Orange, which makes it so much funnier.
Wow,
so that's awesome.
He's like 18.
I can't wait till Donald Trump deports him.
Over-exaggerate.
Oh, my captain.
Vertical grips is a reference point. Thank you, Chris Costa. I appreciate that. Never heard that one before. What else does he have to say? Strain on the arms. Go to the gym. Lift a weight.
Yeah.
Do, to do more drink than a beer.
None of that.
Drink a beer.
If C-clamp grip is putting strain on your arms, you're not doing it correctly.
Or you're just a weak little bitch.
In actually, no way am I an expert. No shit, buddy.
Well, we have two of those scrawny people here.
Exactly. I use C-clamp grip because I'm a scrawny little motherfucker and helps me hold the rifle easier.
So, all right. What about you, Dennis? You other scrawny little
I never got accustomed to C-clamp grip.
That's right. Never used it.
C-clamp grip. Yes, I've never got a.
Are you a Magwell grip? Because you're just
no,
as worse.
Not that gay.
No, you've had that the Knight's grip for God knows how long.
Yes, but like angle my hand.
So yeah, you don't do it like most movies.
No,
it's like
I don't jerk
a grip
it off.
And a grip.
Are there any legitimate going to the real side of things? Are there any legitimate instructors, guys out there that are saying yes, we shoot with a C-clamp always at all times?
No,
it's always situational.
I think if we're looking at a vertical foregrip, or if we want to put it this way, a reference point on a firearm, you have three very distinct styles. You have your standard style foregrip, take your Knight's grip, your Tango Down grip, whatever. You have things to the effect of the Magpul AFG, all the various different rail cover hand stops and things to that, and then you have your Surefire grips, and you have the Ricoh M900 I run on my AR. Those various foregrips, and all of those things, you can effectively get the same style grip on your gun, the same way. I mean, for me personally, the palm swell coming out of my thumb is on my left rail of an M4 platform. And it doesn't matter what is on the front of your gun, all of those things can be affected by the same grip. And I think that these people that want to be these elitists as far as, like, oh, it's a reference point, it's not a grip, it's a reference point. Shut up. Just shut the fuck up, because you don't know what you're talking about. It's airsoft. You don't see grip. I'm good. Next.
Okay, well, hold on. If anybody is questioning that, Doug's references are his sweet mustache.
That's right, motherfucker.
So, that's all you need to know.
Your cop stash is coming out. So,
actually, one of the things I really like that someone put up on M4 Carbine a few years ago, they took a fully built M4 clone, so I think it was like a Colt 6920.
Okay.
Non-free float grip on it. You know, the regular old-school Knights rail.
CAC.
Mounted a CAC, vert foregrip to it, and put tension on it the way you would when shooting. Varying tension on the foregrip, because you got extra leverage from the length of it, actually, and obviously, affected point of impact. To the point where basically he went, this is like if I was panicking and shooting, you know, like if someone popped up in front of me, this is how much I would end up deflecting the barrel. And it was something like 6 or 7 MOA difference in impact. Damn. Because think about it, the barrel's not really that thick. You can feel deflection in a barrel if you take it really lean against it. Now imagine you have adrenaline and you're pulling the gun in.
Why are you grunting like you need to shit?
I don't know.
Alright,
so the Army is actually teaching somewhat of a C grip.
No.
Sadly.
How?
Alright, so they're teaching you to keep your thumb at least on top of the rail.
Okay.
That
Why?
Is like, because
what explanation have you gotten from
the explanation that I got is you get better stability out of it. Your point of aim, point of impact is better.
Now, you taught that for all scenarios? Because, I mean, like, if you're target shooting,
no, this was actually body this was taught for all scenarios going through. I mean, they don't give everybody like CQB training and all that crap, but like for all scenarios, basically, the Army is leaning towards a more of a C grip because they find it's better. Not to the extent of like arm all the way out there and shit.
So I feel like they do need to give everyone CQB training now because a motherfucking Mad Dog Mattis. He's gonna literally blast the Middle East.
At the time that we're recording this, less than an hour ago, Trump came out and said that Mattis is gonna be the Secretary of Defense.
Thank
offense.
Yes.
Not
of war.
No, the Secretary of War. We're all very excited about that. except for Mike, because...
No, I'm actually excited
Britain's
about that,
Britain's probably gonna get carpet bombed again.
But the question is, though... But the question is, when we blast that whole area, can we still drill through it to get oil?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, we're gonna free the shit out of them. Going back to the C-grip thing, the school of thought that I've always subscribed to, I'm a...
Do what works for you.
I'm a big pistol shooter, and I've always been taught to point shoot. The way that I grip my gun, my left thumb, I shoot righty, is on my left rail, and it's pointing directly at my threat. And that's the way I've always been told to shoot. That works for me. I don't know about the whole C-gripping thing, but... Yeah, that's my take on the whole holier-than-thou situation.
Certain I mean, in the end, when it comes to, like, shooting stances and shooting grips, stop giving so much of a fuck about what other people are doing if it works for them.
Yes.
If you see someone doing some kind of weird grip and they're not hitting shit...
Suggest a different
position.
But it should be functional and it should be comfortable.
Yeah. If it may... Oh, functional, comfortable, effective.
Yeah.
If it meets those three criteria, I don't give a fuck what they're doing. You could be doing reverse supine where you're like this.
And no one can really see this, but... Olympic target shooting?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
And then you gotta give yourself the sunshade.
Yeah. the horse blinders.
The horse blinders.
It's needed. I mean, I've always... If you see me shooting, I'm
plate. You get the horse blinder too. Yeah.
Well, it's different.
I don't know. Last time I saw you shoot, it was a sideways Glock, and you were bucking shots left and right, so...
Listen, sometimes you gotta,
situation dictates.
You gotta shoot situation with one dictates. Hand. Sometimes you're gonna shoot out the window of a moving vehicle.
You know, actually,
whatever.
Oh, by the way, that was none of my employees.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no one I work with.
All right, then.
Side note.
It's totally different.
Speaking of the phrase,
almost
situation
shot a few NBC
dictates.
Employees
the other back to when you were trying to. Go back to when we were trying to train the herbs.
What?
Going back to when we were trying to train the herbs?
Yeah.
No.
Which group? Oh, they were...
Yeah. This is Ralphie's boys.
Yeah.
You know, they would ask us, what do you do when this happens? We'd be like, well, you know, situation dictates. Like, you can plan for this and you can plan for that, but in the end, you just have to look at what's going on around you and make a decision.
Yeah.
And that brings us into...
Oh, well, this hating your heart out. I've got a couple more people. I mean, especially John. John would understand this one. My friend knows what he's doing, so he took apart my gun.
Holy God! He hit himself in the head so hard.
The amount of tons of him brought a
yes,
gun in a
bag. I pulled
it
for you guys that cannot see that. He just literally punched himself in the head pretty hard.
Dennis
yeah.
can do it.
Dennis
does a lot.
Dennis, do it.
Wait, look at Snapchat.
Not Snapchat. Do it again.
Go!
Snapchat's not up! What are you doing?
Go! Do it! Do it harder!
So for those at home, we just got to punch himself in the head three times. Four times.
No, that's five already.
Five, yeah.
Five times.
Alright, so on that note, yes, you have the people that, oh, my friend knows what he's doing, he took apart my gun, and then 24 hours later we get a phone call. And it's like, oh, yeah, so my friend took apart my gun.
And it usually starts with, my friend took apart my G&G combat machine.
That's usually one.
Now, is that really a know-it-all situation? Is Demo saying, hey, this is broken, and the guy's going, no, my friend who works on guns says it's this?
I've had a few of those.
Because that's really what I mean by, like, a know-it-all situation.
Having worked at where I worked...
Did your forehead, Fred?
It's going to be for a little bit. Having worked where I did for 3 years...
Is it like that after Demo slaps his cock on it?
Whoa! Wow! We're getting graphic. You are cut off from 11% beer.
It probably doesn't help that I haven't eaten since lunch.
It's like no.
So you're about a quarter beer in and you're drunk already.
I have the Kraken in my car.
Sweating your beer.
I got my partner gave me homemade Puerto Rican coquito and I have a bottle of it in my car.
He means his life partner.
Yes.
You have to protect your identity.
I'm my gay lover.
Seriously, Bego, with the gay jokes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna start wearing a balaclava while we record. So
and we'll change your voice.
We're not recording the video.
No free dicks.
Wait, you said so nobody can see your voice.
No, we can reveal my identity.
Yes.
Are you the masked magician?
No, you see like the shows about .
He is Claude.
Like the gangs and all the coke dealers and like. The guy's voice is generic like this. That's gonna
what
be
was
me.
That show on Adult Swim?
This is my problem solver.
The guy, my Glock 40.
If I hit you anywhere with this purple bullet.
This purple bullet paralyzes you.
It's a fucking snapcast.
We have derailed horribly.
Horribly derailed.
Horribly.
So what were we talking about?
We're on Ralphie's
okay, no, Dennis
voice.
Was talking about the place he used to be employed.
Yeah, parts and boxes and bags that kids bring you after they try to fix shit themselves, which I give them credit for, but if they don't bring me back all the parts, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, see, I support the attitude of, your gun is broken, you can't break it anymore, take it apart and try and fix it yourself. If it fails, bring it to Demo. Bring it to him humbly.
Yes. Ask very nicely.
And be like,
with Lord Savior, Mr. Demo.
And then go and
please help me.
The only part
go and watch some more YouTube videos.
That's not an airsoil problem. That's a culture problem. Fucking people in general.
It's true. They all got trophies.
You gotta make your shit skookum as frig.
Yeah.
Say that word again.
Skookum as frig.
What does that even mean?
Leave.
Skookum?
But leave your laptop. We need to record this.
Skookum?
Yeah, skookum is whatever you just said.
Skookum just means that it's well-built or well-designed.
Okay, and so why didn't you just say well-built or designed?
Because it's skookum is frig.
But what is frig?
It's a well-built as frig. Qualifier.
Oh, get out.
Enhances.
I just want to shove a bayonet in a red coat. After that was said, yeah.
I don't mind when kids do their own research either and bring their own parts that they want to upgrade.
Yes.
That's fun. They don't have the confidence to take something apart.
But the other side to that is, you know, the kids who come in, they just see random upgrade parts,
online. That one star we had that the dude wanted shooting like 600.
That's hot. Oh,
literally,
my God.
That's
hot. I think it was there a year, like 6 months after you left. Oh, my God.
No, that's like a 190 with a heavy piston and some shims on the spring itself.
Yeah, good. That's some nonsense.
Hot.
But
the problem with the SCAR was the hop-up unit, since it has that split design, like the KWAs, if it shoots anywhere over like 450...
It's going to break.
It's gonna push the hop-up forward and release air out the back, so you're not getting full compression.
Yeah, there was no way in hell you were gonna reach that.
Yeah, its limit was literally 450.
One of my favorites on the subjects of,
solutions.
Of these know-it-alls.
I'm sure there is. I've actually tried using KWA hop-up assemblies, so those seem to work out pretty well.
I think we've all played, specifically you see the scuba, this is not an insult to you, but you almost fall into this category, right?
Kind of, yeah. Christ.
Right around the holidays when everybody's home from college and you have your freshman kid who's in ROTC now and you're going to play at Strike Force on a night session.
Oh, man.
And this kid thinks that he's the fucking bee's knees because he just started ROTC.
I did not fall into that category at all.
You were an ROTC kid, but you were not like that.
You know who was like that?
I was bred a little different.
You know who was like that before he was even ROTC, and you're going to know who this was. So, a long time ago, when a field existed in Corum, there was a game called Operation Jawbreaker 4.
Oh, my God.
And I was the advisor attached to Sigma.
I know where you're
going. Oh!
Wait. And James Encino Man Carino. Come on, You've seen Jeff.
That's a West Point attitude.
No, he went to Valley Forge at the time. He didn't even go to West Point.
Right. Oh my God!
Love you, Carino.
Yeah, man. He's not
listening to this.
He does.
Oh,
look. you know I love you.
You need to study a little more, but
I'll see you soon, Jimmy.
Oh. You know I love you, but at a certain point, when we did this game, he was like the little fucking shit know-it-all. Trying to, like, order all the other Sigma guys around. I would be like, hey, you guys should probably go over there and hold this hill, because that's, like, the objective. And he'd be like, we're going to flag that one!
Follow my treasure!
And then you had Big Dougie with a saw and a fat lip of Copenhagen just murdering kids. Yeah. Not much has changed in the last 7 years of my life.
It's very true.
Really hasn't. No. Just take the big games.
Yeah.
I mean, I still want to see you in another pickup game at, like, Riverhead.
It'll happen soon. Soon enough.
Hopefully within the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The last couple times are a lot of fun, especially with the sauce.
Y'all want to meet the man behind the face.
Actually, that's a solid little game. We can push into that.
New gear for
Are
you back home for good?
Not yet, but,
we'll get to that.
Anyone at my current employer's...
Are you moving in together, guys?
If any of my current employers... Actually, we discussed that last night, a couple of us might
be. Yeah.
If anyone from my current employment's listening, I quit.
Woo!
So, alright, look. I've worked a lot of jobs over the years. I've seen a lot of ways people have quit and people have gotten fired. This is the best way to quit ever. Via podcast they don't listen to.
Yeah.
No, they probably do. No,
actually, please. Not. Hesse Jeffen probably does.
Yeah. They talked about my car jeans.
I don't listen to this. When I worked at a certain auto parts store in college, remember that?
I loved auto parts.
Do you know how I quit? I don't know if anybody actually knows how I kind
of
quit
this job. No, but I would like to know this.
Because I actually dropped out of college, but I changed my mailing address to my address in New York to where my checks were being sent to, and then just told, like, one of the guys who worked there, who was like a firefighter that did on the side, that I had gotten my job that I am in now, and I wasn't going to show back up. And I never actually told them I quit. But...
So you're telling them now.
Yo, Nate at Advanced Auto Parts in Milford, Connecticut, if you're listening to this, I quit about 3 years ago.
You can take him off the schedule now. He's not going to cover this shit.
I will not be there at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning anymore. Still drunk. and ready to sell some fucking brake pads, alright?
What, are we all quitting on, you know, jobs that we had that we just stopped showing up to?
Well, that's still the
speaking of, I hate working on airsoft guns.
Has anybody
you know what?
All right, whatever.
Bluebell 2005, I quit. Stopped going in there.
Wait, but you still go in there to buy beer.
I do, and they still give me an employee discount.
This is rather depressing.
It's a good song.
Oh, my favorite quitting was mine. I quit so I could go to an airsoft game.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was actually pretty good. Which actually, that's a good bridge that we can move into.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's happening again.
What have you done to go to an airsoft
Wait,
game?
No. Who's quitting their job?
No one's quitting.
Oh, whoa.
But for the game that he went to,
right.
We're that's revisiting that AO.
Oh. Yeah.
So I got to register and put in.
Yes.
Oh, it's open
register.
Now?
Yes, register open on Monday.
What are we doing tan this time?
We're doing tan, because green is where they stack all, like, the fancy people.
I gotta wear my
suit. I wanna fuck them up.
Listen, man, can I just bring up how the whole camo thing derailed so quick?
So hard!
Hold on, wait. So just to bring people up to speed, the op we're talking about is something we've been alluding to for months.
Yes.
It is AMS's Operation...
It's good.
Iron Horse 2.
Iron Horse
Electric
2.
Boogaloo.
Yes.
No, this is...
Breaking 2
is preteen the Georgia Blues 2, the Electric Boogaloo for us.
Because it's the grand return to Guardian Center.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, if anyone's been there who's listened to this, you know it's a crazy AO.
It's a beautiful AO. It's
beautiful.
So beautiful. It's huge.
Huge. It's gonna be huge. Yoge. The wall just got 10 feet higher.
Oh, wow.
It was so nice
to
see.
I'm sober, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, going back to Georgia, we're going to go do an American Milsim.
American
Milsim?
American
Yes, exactly. I've never played an American Milsim. I know Mike has.
Yeah, and I love their format.
John, have you?
No, Defo has.
Dennis?
No,
so
Dennis.
No, for as long as Dennis has played, he's always... Like, yeah. Well, it was just John Liu, right?
That was
so,
John Liu.
Yeah. Let's start this. What sets AMS over John Liu and Black Sheep?
obviously.
No. Totally objective.
I find what they try and do is they try and create a somewhat of a split between the two styles of a continuous op and an op with evolutions and breaks. So, like, when I did Fated Giant,
right?
It was like a long Saturday game. A break, and they did, like, dams at night, which are, like, their, like, fragos.
Okay.
You have to pay extra for those. Because they're, like, acted out. They have guys with blank firers, and it's, like...
It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like one of the things that Rich talked about wanting to do. They do is dams.
Okay.
When you're talking about, like, dream
ops. Yeah.
And then they do a shorter game on Sunday.
That's awesome. That's the way it should be.
What they do that I really like is... Players on each team will have intel. They just randomly hand it out. And every player has, like, a playing card. When you kill a player, if you move up to them, and you take ground, and you move, you can search them, and someone just has to hand you over any intel they have, and one card if they
so
have a
card.
So
it's like Kill Confirm Call of Duty?
So, yes.
Kinda,
but
actually.
What I like about it is it encourages you to move and take ground.
So what's the deal with these cards now? I roll you and you have a 10 of diamonds on you. What does that get me?
The face of the card doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's just how many cards your team has at the end of the weekend.
Okay.
Because the cards are a fiat currency, there's only as many of them are as players.
So
the team with more cards gets more points.
Okay, what took 10, 12 years of Airsoft Ops for somebody to figure out a fucking way to actually keep score?
Well, actually, the best part about this
Dennis is about to punch himself again.
The five people that actually run these games are all players.
Yeah.
We played with them. Yeah, we did, and they were some of the fucking coolest guys we have ever randomly ran into in an Airsoft game.
American Milsim guys we played with.
We played a Frago in Georgia with them.
Yes. Yeah. When we were up on that bunker.
I didn't go to Georgia.
Wow, sucks for you.
I bailed out last minute.
Yeah, Justin.
I ran into him at Faded Giant. I was dead waiting to get shot, and he was one of our medics at Faded Giant.
Friends with him on Facebook.
He's probably going to be on Green Team, so we're going to have a little problem with
it. Talk to him about that.
Talk to him about what? That's where they stack him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because he was cost.
Yes. Him and Robo usually go cost, so. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good challenge. But yeah, we played with them when we went in 2013.
Yeah,
and we did were up on the bunker pretty much telling them where to go, and fucking just they me pushed and Dan shit
shots
in.
Out too.
Here's my favorite thing about that whole situation. All right? Our whole team, back when we rolled like we did for that game, what was mandatory? Radios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ran into them, we said, hey, we have these radios. They said, hey, we have these radios. Oh, we can figure out how to talk to each other on them. And we had comms with another team that happened on the fly, and I've never had that happen at a big game ever.
The only other game I saw that at was The Cove, because Eagle Driver, who was our CO for that game, was like an Air Force commo guy. And he came with like a laptop with 7 different programming programs. And he was like, give me a radio, you're getting programmed on these.
So, yeah, but by the end of the time, wasn't there only like 25 people left?
Yeah.
So
but, ignore that.
But during the day, we had comms with him. We had comms with the people who were actually active in fighting.
The only time that I've ever had comms as good as that was when we went to Pine Plains.
Pine Plains.
And we had... So I ran with a different squad at Pine Plains, right? So
Sigma.
He ran with Sigma.
So the Sigma boys, we had our radio station, and NSB had their radio station, and get this, here's a fucking mind-blowing idea, we had a general frequency that we could all talk to each other on, and each team's squad leader was monitoring that mutual radio station, so two squads of 10 became one squad of 20, and it was that fucking simple. That's right, we had the Legion guys up with us too, didn't we?
I'm pretty sure we had GMR on one channel. We did. We all had a, like the four, I think it was the four of us because we were all from Long Island. We said,
you had Long Island butt touch radio.
Yeah, we basically did.
But when you have 250 people at a big game and you have 40 of them on channel of comms.
Yeah, you know what? It worked perfect because it was like, hey, you guys took that building. Cool. Can you cover us? We're going to hit this building across from you.
You ever bounce?
And they're wondering if it's a butt touch or bad touch, but they're not going to find out.
Oh, can we, I wanna go on to something also while I'm thinking of it. Black Sheep just posted on Facebook that he changed a bunch of rules for the next 2017. So
what are the rules he changed?
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
We'll do this and then we're gonna come back to, Michael Ironside.
Electric Boogaloo, too. Mm-hmm.
Keep, alright.
And from there, look to the bang bus.
Yes.
Smoke rules.
Fuck.
Sorry, since Doug's looking for that. What camouflage are we running for this game?
I would have loved to have run Marpat. There's a Marpat.
I want to do it.
Dude, let's do the frogs then.
I'm down.
Well, so legitimately, nobody has pulled the trigger yet.
Desert DPM, we're doing it.
That's actually not one of the acceptable ones.
Get me a Springfield musket right now.
You want to know why?
Why? Should kill him?
It's called American Milsim.
Fuck you.
Not Limey Milsim. There's no Scout the Doggy, you can't have it.
maybe you guys can branch out and make, combine.
It's true.
It could work.
But we had suggested the frogs. Yeah,
new Limey Milsim.
Yeah. We had suggested the frogs because they're literally like $60 a set. Brand new with tags. Super cheap.
Do they smell like cat pee like the combat shirts do?
No, they, no, those were...
You know what I'm talking about. The ACS.
Those were the multicam tops. The massive
those were the massive multicam tops. But no, these are like pajama feeling material, like very soft, very comfortable.
Oh, Frog's great.
Yeah. I know DCU was suggested, but actually DCU is very hard to get right now because, it's been essentially discontinued.
That might be some swag, though.
TruSpec is really the only ones that do it. 30
dudes?
Barely.
But the TruSpec...
30 dudes rolling in DCU, and like no one else in DCU.
To find right now.
Yeah.
But there are still small companies that are doing combat shirts. I still have DCU combat shirts.
Yeah, I mean, I've got that Cry knockoff set.
Yeah, that shit's great, though.
So, I mean, there's DCU, we've suggested that.
DCU has been the classic Long Island
it has
rollout
been.
DCU
push
PCU?
Faces.
DCU
can't
bottom,
can't
PCU
do
tops.
PCU. Yeah, I know.
DCU
because no one is high speed enough to wear PCU.
No, actually, the patterns don't have to match, but it has to be acceptable.
I'm saying we'd have to have a tan, like, PCU top.
Yes. We would have to use the Patagucci
Slingshots. So, dumb question. Do all 30 people have to match?
I'm going to look into that. I'm going to reach out and find out, because, obviously, 10 people want to go in one direction, 10 want to go in another, 10 want to go in another.
One wants to do AOR1.
One wants to do AOR1.
I do AOR1.
But,
shut up.
It's actually cheaper to buy Desert Marpat. So, why do that? Why do AOR1, which is $200-$300 a pair of pants?
I'd get the knockoffs.
Yeah, even the knockoffs are more than the,
knockoffs are still like $150
a set. Macaroni and cheese.
But they also make those woolen, the fleeces.
They do.
The Marine Corps ones.
So
I wish I didn't sell mine.
Fun.
I gotta look into those too, because those were fucking super cheap.
I sold mine. I don't know why.
I got mine for like $26 shipped on eBay. And they were very warm. So we'll look into that. But yeah, there's like only a selective few patterns that can be used. So I'll look into that, but I don't know.
As well as because like, I think it might be hard to get 30 people to all do the same camo.
Yeah.
So if we can at least break that into groups of 10.
Yeah.
Are we bussing?
Yeah, we're going to bang bus.
Oh, absolutely. We're taking the bang bus.
I'm going to have to drive.
Yeah, you have to take your own self.
I know, because I'm going to
take your own self.
I'm going to have to be stuck down there for 4.5 months.
Sucks for you. Sorry. Is those good?
No, I'm going to Augusta.
But yeah, it's going to be a good time, hopefully. And I know registration just opened on Monday.
So I think flying down and bang bussing back?
You're gonna do that?
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Alright.
Because I have family down there that I haven't like really like seen in a while. So I might fly in like
a day or
Tuesday
two
or something.
Yeah.
Hang out and then you guys can literally pick me up in Atlanta on the way down.
Either that or even if you get a rental car so we're not taking the bus to go to like Walmart or something like that.
That might work.
I'll have my car.
Yeah.
Actually I could probably just
You said you were gonna be there last time, and look what happened. So.
No, I think I'm gonna go. Right. I just need to get a gun.
This is the tyranny.
You too.
Okay. I have the Black Sheep post up.
Oh, okay.
Black Sheep revised rules 2017.
This is from Sunday. It should have been November 27th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday was the 28th.
Basically saying that he's pushing Shelby back to May.
Okay, I saw that.
As we kind of expected. I think we predicted last week or 2 weeks ago because it was mid-November and registration wasn't open for an event in January.
Yeah.
So, rule number one is about mortars. Mortars take out an entire building from roof to basement. Totally changed from his previous mortar rule of a floor at a time. The building will be marked with a burning road flare. As long as the road flare is burning, the building entirely is out of play.
Okay.
Okay, so to back that up, they need to have, like, caution tape and go and stick it over the doors after they mortar it. Because if I come up to the building, and I'm coming up from an angle where I can't see the road flare on top of it...
There's... The buildings at some of these mount sites are massive. If that bell tower at Pine Plains at Fort Drum, you had one road flare telling me the entire building was closed, I'm going in, because there's four separate entrances to the bell tower. Actually, there's four sides to the bell tower, there's a million different entrances.
Yeah, so you gotta caution tape the doors.
Unless this is, you know, unless you have a ref on every entrance for the duration of that road
flare. Just caution tape it. Caution tape it, keep a ref nearby if you see someone in the building.
But, the problem with that is that means he actually has to get staff.
Oh.
Which he doesn't have anymore.
Which he doesn't have anymore.
It used to just be the random guys from Connecticut.
Yeah. There always used to be a couple of stragglers, like, you know, I'll volunteer and do this take care of me next game.
He has one game a year now, so he can't keep that up.
He can't. And that's what's ruining his reputation.
I mean, if he got back a drum...
It's not going to happen. I know. That's the only thing that could.
Number two is in-game missions. Fragos are considered outside the main game area and will continue. That's all it says. You... What? Like, you know, elaborate on that?
This is going to revitalize his business.
Yeah, well...
Never know what's going to come through those doors.
Yep.
Like, okay, we'll go on to number three is obstacles. Orange construction fence represents, quote, wire obstacles, end quote, and can be used to restrict movement on personnel and vehicles. Do you mean U-Haul trucks?
No, U-Haul trucks were the planes. That's what they
called. Helicopters. And here's my, oh my god, my
triggered.
My favorite fucking black sheet memory. OPP. Everybody starts right next to the bridge. You're fucking ready. Doug's got a fat lip, a skull apple, and an M60. Ready to fuck somebody's day up. And I get in that van, and Adam Spears is yelling, "Soul Gunner, sit it back!" And I'm like, "Adam Spears, let's fucking go." And I get to the back with my fucking M60, and I'm ready, and I'm ready. And I drive, and somebody closes the door of this U-Haul. And it's July, in upstate New York, and I'm dying in the back of a U-Haul truck. I feel like I'm being smuggled across the border. Thank you, Donald Trump. And I get there, and the U-Haul truck goes, and 40 seconds later, it stops at the first goddamn building in the mouth site at Columbine. And everybody out! And I'm, okay, what else am I going to do? So I pull a block with my M60, and I start dumping the guys that are already fucking in Bell Tower by the grace of God. And now I'm dumping rounds. I get the tap, last man, we're going into the building. Sick. Finally, make an entry. We're training for this for a year and a half. And I get outside the building, and I'm pulling cover for my squad. Bang, bang, bang. Gun's broken. Gun's fucking broken. So I pull my .226, and I'm sitting in the cover at the front of the building. There's a picture of me on Facebook. I'm covering my mouth. My .226 out, just outside the building, ready to rock dudes. I smoke like four guys that come through the door.
Hey, I remember that picture.
Redcon.
Solid picture.
Saw number two. Sorry for that rant, but
this it the, was worth it.
We went 25 feet to that building, right on the left. That
we were with you, Columbine.
No, not Columbine. Not we didn't go to the school. We went to.
Oh, sorry. Myself and Brian Wadsworth went to Columbine.
Yeah. Haja Faja.
And Stephen Papas.
We went to that building directly on the left, like, right when you came out of the bridge, you went 10 feet, and you got out.
I think my favorite part was the same thing.
When the guy fell out of the back of the U-ball in the beginning of the game, some fat fucking fuck just fell, and fat it was awesome. Fuck? Fat fucking fuck.
So, obstacles.
Scuba's gonna go handle the pupper.
So, what am I, putting a fence in the middle of the road and saying...
Vehicles can't cross this.
But what about people?
Can you clear it in one jump?
If I had a little more Puerto Rican in me, I'm sure I could, but like...
Wow.
Not wrong. You're just an asshole.
We're gonna end up on some fuck's Tumblr.
Oh my god.
I'm sure we already are.
What are the trigger words for this episode? That's what we're going to title the episode, Trigger Words.
Trigger Words.
We'll definitely end up on someone's Tumblr.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Let's do it.
Mike, what gender are you identifying as today?
Well, let's roll back to the game. Topic.
I sexually identify as a hobbit.
So, yeah, we know.
As an attack helicopter?
MG-42?
That's right. completely, the bang bus.
Yes. Georgia. So for those of you that don't know the concept of the bang bus.
It's a bunch of dudes in a bus, and 90% of us are not going to be wearing pants.
Yeah.
Indiana was a great road trip.
It's going to be a good time.
I might be on the bang bus, yes.
Yeah, you better be on the bang bus. So like we looked into it.
Up in Orlando.
We looked into it, that's, you know, we're pricing ready. It out. It's going to be a solid time. And transportation... When we originally went, it was like 18 or 19 hours to get there originally.
I just want to say, I don't know why this took so long, because about 2 months ago, I drove to Georgia in 12 hours.
You want to know why?
Because home is not conducive right now.
Well, there's that. But also, there's a nice shape on your hip that kind of blocks you from getting in a lot of trouble. So
what, a Glock?
I didn't say which shape.
All right.
That's in Baltimore.
That's, yeah, that's true. But yeah, well, I think by their times also it's about like 18 to 20 hours. Because it is a bus and they gotta take different routes.
And on top of that, they gotta change out drivers.
Yeah, I'm driving the fucking bus.
No.
You don't have a CDL.
No. I don't need one.
Yeah, you
he
do.
He needs Iron Maiden and Dip, and that's it.
So our drive home from Georgia, it's myself, Dave, and Megalo in one rental
in the
car.
Fun V.
In the Fun V.
And,
not the humdrum V, that's every other car.
And it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're about to leave. We're like, who's gonna drive first? I volunteer myself so graciously. I'm a nice guy.
He volunteered his tribute.
Yep.
I get in the front seat, put on a nice Iron Maiden Flight 666 Live album, 12-pack of Monster in the center console, like 4 tins of Copenhagen, I just start fucking driving. And I drove like 3.5 states.
Yeah. It was a good time, actually.
It was, you know, it happens.
Yeah. It was, we were tier fun. Comparative to, you know, no one else.
Well, so it was the Fun V.
Yeah.
Which was us. The Humdrum V, which was Alan and Rich.
Mm. I would say that would be Ghetto Blaster V.
It was the Humdrum V.
The Humdrum V was the Xterra.
No, that was
with the Dans.
That was the Bum V.
The Dans.
No, that was the Mobile Oppression Palace.
Oh. That's a good one. I do enjoy that. But back on topic, yet again.
Yeah.
So
the concept is, instead of us driving down in cars separately, big clusterfuck of dudes that's going down, we're all going to rent a party bus.
Yeah. A party bus?
It's a coach bus. But it's going to be
I want a bus with a stripper pole in it. If you can give me a bus with a stripper pole, I will call out sick from work to fucking go to this game.
I don't know, but you know who's
going to
use the
stripper
pole?
Receive.
we should just get one off the back page.
A stripper or a stripper pole?
A stripper.
those aren't strippers on back page.
To Georgia.
It's okay, they're just there for companionship.
Guys, we can find one at Gilgo Beach.
Oh. No, we want live ones.
Oh,
no.
My bad.
Call girls.
That's where you drop them off.
No, the hookers when they're dead. They're call girls when they're alive.
Yeah, that's right. You drop them off there.
Yeah. So the bang bus.
So the idea behind the bang bus is instead of all of us driving and all of us having to deal with getting there, we can just all meet up somewhere.
Yeah.
Hop on the bang bus.
Yep.
Two dudes who we don't know get subjected to 20 hours of shenanigans from 30 dudes.
Just getting wild.
I feel like we should screen the driver beforehand.
Why? Why? We're not vetting the stripper.
He could do coke.
No. He's on the road. He's going to be popping pills.
Those caffeine pills.
You ever heard the song,
his last job before he gets replaced by automation?
6 Days on the Road by Boxcar Willie?
Yeah.
He's
going to
be the driver.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be about 36 to like 40 hours round trip just in travel. So, yeah.
Hopefully the driver is like Dennis's cab driver when he went up to Leafs game.
What, taking his gun out of the club box? No, not another person on the road.
That was the Uber driver.
No.
No, that was in Florida.
Yeah, I bought this dude coffee at 2 in the morning, so he would be outside my hotel at 4 in the morning to bring me back. And on the way to the airport, he offered me cocaine.
Did you do it?
I did not.
Did he do it?
Probably.
I think in the gas station when he was buying cigarettes.
So, on a quick side note, Scuba, when I left that concert the other night, I walked out and somebody tried to sell me coke on 45th Street.
No, really?
Yeah.
We can edit this. Or we'll discuss it later.
Yeah, we'll discuss my reaction
No,
later.
Let's just edit it because I want to hear this now.
Hold on. We're going to pause this.
We're going to pause. Yeah.
Sorry for the delay. Back into
And
this.
We're back.
Yeah. We have to have a little offline radio there.
Short commercial break for our sponsors.
No!
Juicy
no
juice.
Naming sponsors.
Juicy juice.
Juicy juice. Juicy juice. 100% juice for 100% kids.
It's
That's
good.
Our sponsor.
Juicy juice. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh my god.
So the bang bus. It's gonna be a good time. We're gonna have
bunch
a blast.
Bunch of dudes on a bus. I-95. How you doing?
Not wearing pants and probably all of us.
All I remember is the one to Georgia. Probably. Not to Georgia. The one we did to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was puking for like a good...
Wasn't that the one you guys picked
4 or 5 hours.
Wasn't that the one he got picked up from a wedding?
Yeah. It was a good time.
He got picked up from a wedding.
Yeah, no, he came from the wedding, and he was so hammered, and he continued to drink for, like, a good 3 hours in the beginning. And then he fell asleep and woke up and just started throwing up everywhere.
Good for him.
Sounds like maybe
Jesus,
Kentucky. Joe.
Oh, my God. Literally. Yeah, that.
Is there going to be a bathroom on this bus?
Of course. Maybe. Yeah.
We're going to fill that thing with puke and hate.
Make sure there's riding piss hole.
No. All right, if Dennis goes, make sure there's a little corner for Dennis, because last trip we went down to Kentucky, he was blackout drunk in the trunk, like, in the,
In the trunk?
Yeah. What? No, of an excursion.
The trunk.
The trunk.
Just not an enclosed trunk. On the way down, I was okay. I was a little belligerent, but I fell asleep and woke up in Kentucky.
This isn't 90s Volvos with the backwards-facing seats.
I want one of those again.
On the way back, pretending I got Star Wars. Way too shitty on an empty stomach.
What'd you drink?
So you know those big Gatorades, not the little ones.
Drink Kentucky and you didn't drink.
So I
like a bigger Gatorade than you could fit in your ass.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we talking about felching again?
Those are like the size of an eggplant. I could only get like a grapefruit. But I poured out the top half of the Gatorade, and I took a whole 750 milliliter bottle of vodka.
What kind of vodka? This is
this Stoli.
Yeah.
Mixed it up, shook up all four of them, brought them on the road trip.
Great.
Before we're even out of New York, we're on the GWV.
Were you drunk by Wanta?
Drunk by Wanta.
I was getting a little out of hand by the time we were on the GWV.
That's the story of our Streetlight Manifesto trip.
I fell asleep.
No, that's the story when I went to see Flogging Molly.
Oh, no, we don't talk about that. Continue.
Fell asleep, woke up in Kentucky, felt fine. On the way back up.
Woke up in Kentucky.
Yeah, fell asleep.
That's like a 14-hour drive.
I fell asleep in Jersey-ish.
I hate Kentucky.
I just want to say, in the middle of that trip, like,
well, that's
myself and Greg were the like only two that cling you up.
Furry Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is this kid really a furry?
I don't know.
Why, are you getting excited?
No. It's just, I need to know who it is so I can shoot them on the field more.
So on the way back up, I drank the rest of what I had, which was like 2.5. I ended up pissing in those bottles in the back of the seat, filled up 2 of them in 1 go. Just to get you an idea of how much liquor I had.
Wait, hold on.
Did you like have a pause?
How did you handle the transition? Were you sober enough?
I was looking out the window.
This is good dialogue.
Leaning on the back seat with my dick in the Gatorade bottle.
I was like right next to you. So all I hear in my right ear is Dennis, "Hey, I'm pissing in the bottle. Don't mind me."
The pause. Were you sober enough to pinch your muscles and stop it, or do you have to manually pinch it?
No, I was fine. Like I could.
Okay. You got a little pee on the carpet,
holding your foot.
Naturally, no, I got none. But then that was leaving Kentucky and by Ohio, which is
you don't go through Ohio to go to Kentucky.
Well, we were coming home.
They went west to go south.
Yes.
We went up and over.
We weren't driving.
So
it
by the time we hit Ohio, I was really bad.
Was the car listing?
We stopped at a Sunoco. I remember that. And I get out, and I'm leaning on the U-Haul trailer, and I'm like, "John, I'm sorry." And I just start throwing up everywhere. It's just red Gatorade.
It look like you were throwing up blood?
With, like, mixes of probably, like, cereal in it. So, the next thing I know, I wake up in New York City with a thing of Denny's toast next to me. Apparently someone bought me toast.
Yeah, Greg and I went in to get you toast, because everyone else was eating, breakfast. I'm just like, "Hey guys, can I get a little help with Dennis?" And they're like, "No, doggy, you got it."
And that's when I woke up.
So, just to reiterate this, right, Taz was like, "Yeah, doggy, you got that kid dying in my trunk."
No, it was this guy...
Dave.
Dave. Oh. His truck. Was,
not me. Saying. I'm not being held responsible for that.
No.
Yes.
There are many other great drunk Dennis stories.
I've heard a recent one that we can't repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was this recent?
You almost getting them shot.
Oh, yes.
The Uber in Orlando.
Oh, what about when you threw up in front of that family?
Oh, yeah. That was
Red Storm 3.
Yeah.
We were packing up John's truck. And we're throwing all our bags, MREs, and everything in.
Were you drunk?
Yes.
Naturally.
So I'm, like, leaning on John's quarter paddle, and I'm puking just straight liquid. He's dying laughing, and this kid is just like, "Hey, Ma, look, army people!" And I'm just on the corner of the, on the corner of the quarter paddle, just puking liquid.
That's terrible.
I know.
I cannot wait to have you on the bang bus. Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Wait a minute. Is the engine going?
They may or may not be.
Gotta drink the Hunch Punch, bro.
Oh, God.
Bring the Eye of Ra.
So I will suggest everybody cleans up after themselves.
IR filter for that now.
I know.
Oh, yeah. No one's cleaning up
so
after
hot.
You.
Yeah.
I can hear the transformer.
Okay. We had to get some of those piss pants from the fucking emergency room and put them all around the desk.
It's got like a switching
thing.
It's
doggy booby pants?
They click it on.
Yeah, but the hospital ones, they're heavy duty. They're meant for crackheads to just piss on.
Alright, this podcast's getting out of hand.
Well, I guess in New York City hospitals, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, if you live in the rest of the country, you probably just inject people with Narcan and shove them out the door.
It's not wrong.
I have a Narcan story for you later, bro.
Yeah.
I have a Narcan story for you also.
The bang bus.
This is still on the subject of the
bang bus.
May or may not occur.
See, no,
Narcan is
I mean,
the bang
basically
bus.
Those two
actually,
stories of Dennis is just
get Narcan for
the
bang
bus. He will,
actually, well, speaking, going back to
I think
bang
we're
bus,
all clean.
We have actually been challenged by the cutthroat guys out of Jersey. They don't think that things can get gay between us. They think they can get gayer.
Whoa,
no.
Whoa. Hold on, wait.
Yes.
Because I'll play gay chick until the real gay guy shows up.
Yeah. And then you'll step to the side.
Yeah, whenever we play gay chicken, someone's ending up fucking with their dick in their mouth.
Wait, what gay is coming?
Whenever we play gay
you get
chicken.
Two free ones.
Yeah. No.
Ends up
the third time you do it, it's you're totally
you need to edit now. Congratulations.
What do you
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I didn't. Yeah. Can we add a chicken nose in there?
Yeah.
No, have Doug's can open.
Yeah, I'll pull the can open.
Yep. But yeah, we've been challenged to who can take the gator picture.
Oh, God.
By the cutthroat guys. It's
oh,
gonna be good.
So hold on. If we're gonna beat them, you know what we have to do?
What do
we
have to
do? We have to get Joey to break up with his girlfriend.
Not gonna happen.
Because then we win.
I'll call Trump and get her deported.
She's born here.
Russia.
Spilled it all over yourself.
Yep. Covered in Keystone Light, baby.
So, regular Thursday night, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've been British. You've been British on
Thursday night
dude,
in America.
Dude, you're half down.
Fuck you.
Like, I guess I'm driving to the diner after this. Or I guess we're walking.
Walking the diner.
So we're going to walk to Win
Challenge
after this.
Yes.
Some shitty lap
we have. We've been challenged.
Challenge.
I couldn't find the picture of you and Joey canoodling in front of the fire.
Canoodling?
Because that one, I think, has been destroyed.
Can you describe what canoodling is? For the listeners.
Exactly what it's not. Oh, for the listeners.
Actually, we should describe the picture.
Asking for a friend. Canoodling, it's the same thing. It's just, you know, together.
So the picture is me.
Two dudes like a canoe.
Yes. Sure, why not? We'll go with that.
The picture is me.
Paint us a verbal picture. Mike.
And our friend Joey.
Paint me like one of your French girls. Yeah.
Joey is like 5'7" of Italian fury.
Pretty gay.
A little bit.
He's the Italian. He's the Italian stallion.
Yes.
All right. So we played a game in the snow, and I decided for snow camouflage I was going to wear white skinny jeans.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Express
in the snow.
No, they were from 20 jeans.
Yeah.
One of those
not
online.
Rich is the only one that plays in Express jeans
from the kids section of Kohl's.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Back on.
So now we're cuddling in front of a fireplace.
Yes.
And the picture is the two of us cuddling in front of a fireplace.
Yeah.
I think Bo was in there somewhere too.
No, that's scary.
Ronnie was there.
Oh. No, Ronnie took the picture.
I think a couple of us took the
picture. Is Gene Cross in the background with his fucking smirk?
No. Gene Cross has been excommunicated after he explained to us, this is a trigger warning for anyone, the concept of outside the pants oral.
Over the pants oral, yeah. That's,
it's when your girlfriend licks your jeans.
Yep.
No, it's when you lick each other's jeans.
Because
it was mutual.
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah.
He also
seems like my mouth would get
He
dry.
Also did say he was the night vision specialist in the back room of Hollister. So... He's a weirdo.
It is kind of dark in Hollister.
Are you like my dad? You bring a flashlight in there?
The general would absolutely do that.
Not like the flashlight on his cell phone, like a flashlight.
Yeah.
Like a mag light?
Yeah, like the shitty AA ones or AAA ones.
I thought you were thinking like a flashlight.
No, that's a
flashlight. That's a
flashlight,
Steve.
Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, there's different spelling.
Look, this is the mag light flashlight. This is the flashlight.
Yes.
I'm sorry, geez.
And this is the shake weight. Yeah.
Billy Mays here!
Wait, hold on. What the hell were we talking about?
Bangles.
I really have no idea.
Okay, Bangles. The gay contest.
Yes, the gay contest.
I'm going to apologize to any of our listeners who are gay.
I'm not. Hillary's not president. Get over it.
Trump is okay with the gays. They have nothing to complain about.
Yes. There's 7 listeners, so we're fine.
40. So statistically, at least...
Statistically speaking.
I guess one of them is gay.
Megalo is the gay listener, everybody.
Wow. Actually.
Is it Dennis?
No. Not yet.
Oh, because you don't listen.
Yeah, it's true.
It's Carino, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Look, Carino, we love you and all, but, it's okay. You can come out in today's army.
It's okay. I'm totally if you gay for don't the recipe.
It's okay if you bang dudes.
Don't ask, don't tell.
That's right.
I mean, you are.
No, man, that's not even a thing
bro.
Anymore. He can just be himself. He can work on himself in the army.
Yeah, work on yourself.
I'm just and working gestures. On myself.
Is there anything else they want to talk about? Because we've derailed so far.
Yeah.
I think there's one more black sheep rule.
Oh, jeez.
So while Doug looks that up, I guess we'll do the project count, like projects we're working on.
Oh, I got some good.
So I'll catch up.
Yeah, I do too.
I lit my workbench on fire, working on my buck converter. Not terribly. It just
working on
just
what?
A buck converter. It takes current and it changes the voltage
bucks?
Of it. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
How many times I got on my bench grinder, I was tripping balls.
It was more like I was huffing solder fumes.
Naturally.
And your basement alone.
Okay, so you lit that on fire, so there goes your projects?
No.
Okay.
It's just that there's a setback on the twist grip saw.
Okay.
Until Mike gets another basement.
No. Scuba we know has yet to send out the motors, so we're going to skip him.
Yeah.
Dennis?
PCW's coming.
I'm in the middle of working on a 36-hour project where I have to do 70 hours worth of work.
Well, and,
building
like an airstrike
gun projects.
Oh, personally, I thought you just meant my life.
No.
No.
Don't care about
this is an airsoft project.
Don't own any AEDs or anything.
Wow.
I just own real steel.
All right, skip because nobody cares about those in New York. Fixed mags and fucking stocks.
I'm gonna come back, Dennis. You know there's something missing. Right ha! Your freedom.
Dirtless.
I feel.
You've done nothing on the 60.
Chop it down.
On a gear standpoint, I got this really interesting helmet from work the other day.
Saw that. Awesome.
So, it's actually my truck.
Super comfortable.
I
want to try it.
So, it's an MSA, style helmet. It's made by Protech with, a headlock system very similar to the OpsCore, but instead of pads on the inside, it's like...
A suspension system.
It's a suspension system that goes over the middle of your head. It's actually incredibly comfortable. No idea on retail price where you can get it, who actually makes it, because a government agency gave it to me. But I like it. I'm a fan.
It's like the West Point Knight on the back of it.
Yeah, that's Protech's logo.
Is it?
Yeah. Protech's owned by the Safariland Group now.
So really? Wouldn't that be... That was on the dial.
So why isn't the elf on it?
The elf?
Because it's... Safariland has so many companies under
some
their group right now
shit.
That, like, Safariland owns PPE, they own Point Blank.
They own Point Blank?
Yeah, they do. They own MS... not MSA. I think Paraclete. I think they own Paraclete.
Wait,
yeah.
Did they take Paraclete from MSA?
Yeah.
Wait, so is Paraclete stuff, great again? Did they
make Paraclete great again. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Because I love my pre-MSA.
Pre-MSA is the only way to buy a pair.
HPC.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
But if you go on Safariland's website, they own probably 30 different companies. I think they own ASP.
Yeah.
That makes the batons, nightsticks.
They own. They've got a huge
handcuffs
of stuff.
Yeah, Safariland has their hands in everything now, And I think that's why, I think it's kind of funny that everything that work has given me in the past 2 years is
Safariland,
pretty much.
So we'll go to Demo now.
That's not bad though, because like that's quality shit.
Yeah, surprisingly. Except my fucking holster that already broke. Whatever.
It's okay. Who cares?
We'll go to Demo now. Since Dave was so excited, we're going to do yours last.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
As far as what I'm working on, I mean, I finished my M60 for the most
part. Can you work on mine?
Hot. Yeah, I guess.
My PTW doesn't work either.
Fuck that. I'm not working on those shit guns.
Just do something to it, man. Oh,
come on. Take it
and throw it in the garbage.
No, he's got a knockoff. I don't think works in the knockoff.
Assault attack memes. We're going to pick it up. Something.
No. Okay, so what were you working on?
You finished the 60.
I finished the 60. I was considering trying to make a Mark 48.
Okay.
Do it.
The only problem is a lot of custom parts. I mean, I have the receiver set in mind. You know the out of the top, M249s have that top rail that arcs over?
Yes.
Some Mark 48s have it on the bottom.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of converting one of the receivers, so I just mill it out or Dremel it out and have the rail sit on the bottom.
It's not bad.
I like that.
I'm going to try that, you know, sometime this weekend.
Nice. I can dig it. Yeah. So, on to my project.
Mm. Ooh.
I recently acquired a 733. A Marui 733.
Not a JG.
Not a JG.
Instead of a boot camp kit in it?
Full Colt trades.
No.
Completely stock. And I may or may not have acquired an empty Haynes box.
What? From Defo?
What?
From Defo?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I got a call to make, if that's the case.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking
Are you going to put a TK Twist barrel in it, too, while we're going on fucking throwbacks?
Fuck your TK Twist.
You have to order it from Power at USA, because you're the only American.
That's more than one J through a TK Twist. It fucks up the turbulence.
Yeah.
Turbulence. Shakes and shit.
I mean, if we're going on throwbacks, like 733s and MT Haynes gearboxes.
It's
going
to be, it's going to make another 727. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm going to do with it? Twist. Nothing. It's going to go on my wall.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You can't not use an empty Haynes
box. I can do whatever I want.
Give it to someone who's going to use it.
You have one.
I don't have an empty Haynes box.
You have another box that you can totally do a project with, but you're too busy lighting your fucking workbench on fire.
What's the other box, Mike?
So,
I have the PGC saw box.
He's got the PGC saw box.
Which I'm not actually using the twist grip saw, because I'm going to be cutting the gearbox part to put a bigger motor in it.
Yeah.
Doug's face.
Yes.
So there's going to be things.
Next you're going to tell me about a top 249 with the bellow system.
No.
I might have a drop on one.
I actually,
what happened to that?
I actually, Doug, I forgot that I had the PGC box till I looked on my workbench for another gearbox, and I was like, whoa!
I was like, candy!
When did I get this?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so there's a lot of fun projects.
There's going to be shenanigans, because what I'm going to try and do is basically gut a motor. And make it into a, like, transfer box.
You don't have Asian hands, you can't do it.
I can go.
We're not gonna make it. And a foot washer attack, we're not gonna make it!
But some ideas to gut the motor, and just make it so it's gonna transfer down from a bigger brushless motor.
Where are you gonna put
that? You're doing brushless?
I'm gonna cut the body. And it's literally gonna, like, the motor's gonna stick out of the body in spots. Because I don't care about realism with this gun.
It's gonna be a Bokuzuka fucking airsoft gun?
Basically. Bozuka, you mean?
Whatever. I don't speak fucking Ching Chong Chinese.
It's moon runes and moon speak.
Yes. Exactly.
It's not a phase mom.
Moon ruins? Did you choose
moon runes?
Moon runes?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
The last black sheep rule.
Oh, you found it?
Oh.
Yeah. It's very simply stated.
It's a McDonald's menu, that's not...
Oh, we doing McDonald's?
No. Nah, no McDonald's.
The last rule
is
intelligence packages. And that's it.
Something that Black Sheep does not have. Intelligence.
And on that note...
No. Let's hear about Intel packages.
That's all it says.
It just says Intel packages.
Intelligence packages.
So, like, if I pick one of those up, my wizard can cast more spells?
Magic missile!
Yeah, it would actually probably be a magic missile, because you spam that shit.
Shut up.
Holy shit, we actually have a listener. One guy actually on our Instagram, Everyday Holsters, calling you out right now.
Yeah.
Says he wishes it would live, but looking forward to hear it tomorrow. We will do our best, Mike,
so
to get it up actually on time.
Yeah, this, honestly, I have one edit to make. I'll probably put it up.
Oh, Kodak Black got out of prison, everybody, in case anybody was wondering.
I'll probably put this up tomorrow.
Gucci is free.
Scuba, where is your router? Because I'm going to bring, like, 20 feet of Ethernet next week, and we're going to wire it in, and we're going to do... We'll be back up on Discord
On Discord, and we'll get it weird.
Yeah, we're going to get
weird. All right, so everyday holsters, hold in there. We'll take care
of you. Hold on.
Don't you worry.
Next week, Thursday, 9-ish. Send him the Discord invite link.
Yes.
Because he specifically wants it. In fact, even, if you can talk to him, we might let him speak.
Ooh. Everyday holsters, if you're listening to this, if you have a mold for a Glock 40 MOS, the 10mm... drop it in the comments. I'm going to send you a message from my personal Instagram because I need a race gun holster made for a Glock 40. The 10mm. Not just being ghetto and saying Glock 40. It's the actual Glock denomination. But
yes.
Is that so you can defend yourself if JJ Ricasa breaks into your home and makes you shoot the Texas Star?
No.
Texas Star in his kitchen.
I keep 250.
Oh, is that the buffalo boar?
In the gun in my house.
I was so excited looking that up for you.
In case somebody wants to break into my house, there's a Glock with a 6-inch slide with buffalo boar ammo in it. So come at me.
But
my bedroom's the last one down the hallway on the
can
right.
Can that defeat Gary Busey, host of the Nightmare?
Oh, shit, man.
And on that bombshell.
10mm buffalo can defeat a bus.